Hello, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Ametron. Today is May 2nd. It's Friday evening, 2014. Welcome, everyone. We have a wonderful show planned for you this evening. If you'd like, you may go to Ron's website and open up the picture of the beautiful light being that you'll find on the homepage. Enlarge it as much as you can on your screen, and Ron will clear us of some whatever darkness or bad stuff might be attached to us from our work week, as for many people, today's the end of the work week. And then after he clears us, he will energize the beautiful light being with peace energy that we can enjoy throughout the show. And we have a sponsor again this evening. We're so lucky to have Jay with us again. So I'll welcome Ron onto the show first. Are you there, Ron?
Yep, I'm here.
Hi, Ron.
Yeah, I wish my work week would end. Anyway, so here we go, everybody. Let's look at a situation that you may have had during the last week since today's Friday. And we'll clear that. So think of something that you're dealing with, and here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And today is, I think it's May 2nd, I believe, if my clock is right here. And that's 2014, naturally, unless you get an archive. I don't know where you are, but that's where we are now. So then you will bring you back into the old energies on an archive, if you like. That's interesting. So remember, we're live now, but you are on an archive, it won't be live because you're on a timeline in the past. That could be a whole different show on that one. So here we go. So we're going to bring light into your past if you're on an archive. So here we go. Bring in some light energy in from the light beam. Bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. And here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. So I'll just turn it back over to you, Ann. See what's new and exciting in your neck of the woods. I'm up a higher neck. You're at the lower, I guess.
Yes. Well, what's exciting for me still is that I was at the expo this past weekend, Ron, and thank you so much for how hard you work and all those hours you put in. It's just wonderful. And Jay was there as well, so I'd like to welcome Jay to come on the air now. Jay, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Jay. Welcome.
Hi, Ron. Hi, Ann.
Hi.
Yep. Welcome to y'all, too. Yeah, it was a great show. And thank you, Ron. And thank you, Ann, for reminding me. But the light chamber at the show is one of those things that everyone should experience at least once. I mean, it. What is it, creation light that comes through the physical light or something, Ron, and sort of clears you all the way out?
Yeah, the energy comes from me. It goes into the lights that are in the light chamber. The lights are the conduit to you. Play stuff out of your body, and you start feeling better. So that's the way that works. So, yeah, and once you walk into the chamber, you're on the light ship instantly. Just by walking into the door.
Well, it was definitely transformational, and I've done a lot of transformational things, and I said only because I have some reference points, and it's up there in the very top. So, but speaking of having things in our body, I picked up the information at the expo in San Mateo and for May, and I noticed it said rejuvenation, body rejuvenation. Right? Is that the focus for this month? Is that always the focus, or is this something new?
Yeah, we do the calls, the 8-hour calls for that. So that's what we normally, kind of promote at the expos too, is the 8-hour calls. And even any show that you're on, you're having a rejuvenation as we start doing the different clearings for you to get rid of the darkness. So what happens is you need to have the darkness, which could be anything, thoughts, blockages released, and then peace comes into place of that. You could call it light, but it's actually peace, but we use the word light because people seem to, you know, like the word light.
Yeah, and it seems more real in a certain sense.
So then you feel better, and then the blockage is placed. That's what we do on all the different calls that we have, and, you know, even the radio program here. So you can't, you know, you have to have stuff released from you in order to accept a healing, and the healing that's done by your spirit and your body, kind of working in unison there. So without having something released, you know, you can't get rid of a situation or a problem until it's released, and then you have the peace energy brought into you. And, you know, that's why the timeline crashes are so effective for people, because you start working with the timelines where you have one concentrated energy that's continuously connected to you that you really can't get away from. You know, you don't know what's happening in the other realms of consciousness, which we'll call being a multidimensional being. So when you're a multidimensional being, then you're bringing all these timelines into yourself, not knowing about it, and wondering what's happening and why your situation probably doesn't change in your life. It's only because you're out on timelines, and you can also create timelines that could be maybe beneficial and or negative. So, you know, the fact that, people are on timelines, if you can pick one that's better for you and create your own. Remember, the aliens, all they want to do is get your stuff off of you, you know, your emotional energy. So if you get one that's maybe a little happier, it might be a little more beneficial for you. You shouldn't be on them at all, but you want to manifest on the zero timeline of source energy. But, you know, if for some reason you're looking at having a situation in the physical, then get into source energy and manifest source energy timeline of what you want to have happen, and get rid of the darkness one. So back to you. Anybody out there?
Yeah, Jay. Hi, Jay, are you there?
Oh, okay, I had my mute button. I didn't realize. I was just talking away after you said. And back to you. So darkness, speaking of darkness, so it's like that's, I'm learning on the archives and stuff, mind, that's like the mind chatter stuff, or the belief systems that we think up and put into place.
Yeah, yeah. Remember, the darkness gave you the thought energy, so that would separate you from source, which is perfect. So what you're doing is they gave you a way that you can judge source energy to harm you, taken away from spirit energy, source energy. So you're judging the light, and each time you judge the light through mind, you're separating yourself more and more from source energy. That's kind of why your DNA is so you know, so filled full of all your ancestors' stuff. So they take advantage of that. So they thought of a really neat way to trap you here, because each time you wake up every day and you're doing thoughts and things, you're programming your DNA. And, you know, more so, each time you have a lifetime, the body has, you know, all these thoughts that you know nothing about, but you have events happening from them. So that, they figured out a really good system for themselves to trap people here. And then that's, you know, that's the sad part. Once you catch on to what they're doing, then you have some way to get self-empowered and do some clearings to get these mind energies off of you. So the thought energy, the mind energy, the mind chatter, whatever you're dealing with, that's strictly darkness. Because when you do the mind a heart drop, you're at peace. So once people understand that and kind of realize what's going on, then their whole life can change. They go, wow, I don't want to get into a lot of thoughts. So that puts you off on other timelines. And then you got more to clean out. So that's why most people who do clearings become peaceful, and they really don't want to engage in other people's situations and dramas and traumas, because it'll draw them into that same event that the person's in.
I just had a situation where someone who has a habit of calling me up, had a habit, and to this last phone conversation, calling me up and hello, how are you, and then starting to give me a long list of their problems. And I said something last time. I really didn't want to do that, and they got so angry. So, they thought I was obligated to listen to their problems because they were a spiritual seeker, and I should see them that way and do it for the, you know, the good.
Yeah,
I explained. I was just trying to set boundaries, and it wasn't being heard at all.
Yeah, all you can tell them is once you try this mind to heart drop, and now you're in peace, and realize that this is where you need to be, and how do you get there, you know?
No.
And have you did a clearing yet to get this released from you? That's the whole thing, you know? If you look at, like, the website, you know, the emotional stuff, so, you know, let's just say that you have, you know, a problem, so you go to, you know, a doctor, an MD or whatever, and you say, okay, doctor, what do I do here to get well? And they give you something, you know, and you take that, and you feel better after you took whatever they gave you, and you go, wow, that's great. Well, this is how the website sort of works, you know. You're able to find a solution to the situation. So that's
right.
Kind of the way it works, you know. Not the same as going to a doctor, but, you know, you are releasing the energies that have caused the situation in your life. Otherwise, you're not going to get out of it, and it's still going to be bothering you. So you want to get out of that timeline.
Well, and I've been doing a lot of the clearings on the website, and each one has been like, oh, my, it's so profound. And one point, though, I would think, well, there couldn't be one more so, you know, more transformational than this one. But then I'll do it, and it's like, bam. Like, I did emotional first, and that was very significant. I quieted down a lot on the inside. And then I did the mental clearing, and that sort of quieted down my constant thinking. But when I did the education one, that cleared out so much stuff, so much programming around being right or wrong and sitting still in my seat and whatever, all that. How long were we in school? If you go to a university, you're in for 16 years of programming. So that cleared it all out, though, and I learn things easier and faster now, I notice, because I'm getting new computers, and I've got all kinds of things to learn all the time. And I notice I learn easier, and I get all the information up front clearly. It used to be I would start something, and somewhere into it I'd realize that, oh, I misunderstood one of the basic instructions. But I'm not doing that anymore. But thank you, Ann. But I'm going somewhere with all this. So, but here's the thing that's been happening lately, and this is really what I want to talk about. I'm having moments of everything seeming so clear but transparent, and really it's not real in the sense that no matter how upset or how hard I may think or try or want it to be different than it is, my life, reality, whatever, it's just the way it is. And in that place, things start getting to be very illusionatory. And I've had a couple of moments where everything looks so crazy, like this whole schematic of the capitalism, you know, fight and kill for money and bulldoze down trees and whatever else you want to do. The whole thing is so absurd that it feels like I can see how it is by design, though. It does seem to have a hidden hand that's making everything so crazy. Chemtrails, poison in our water. I mean, it goes on and on and on and on and on and on. I opened an account today. Then I want to be quiet for a minute and let y'all talk. But Ann, you'll like this. I opened an account today. I ordered checks online. That's on the telephone. And they asked me for my account number and the routing number on my checks, and then they asked me to repeat it backwards. And I asked them why. They said, well, it's just a way to see if we had transposed a number and gotten it wrong. It's a way to double-check it. But the point is, this whole system is magnetizing, hypnotizing everybody to abide by its game plan, which is work, 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 work.
Well, it's a lot.
You know
of
what
things,
I mean, Ann? Can you follow all that stuff I was saying?
Oh yeah, and it's a lot of things, and you know, Ron has only touched on this a bit, but we're educated in much more than school. I mean, back just to bring it full circle back to the education clearing, really everything is an education. Like you have to do this when you call the bank, or you have to have even a bank account. I mean, everything in our culture, we're being educated all the time. And then to get your mind free of all that is
wow.
a wonderful experience.
Aren't we, Ron,
constantly being taught, you know, socially, culturally, not just academically, right?
Look at this guy and then, go ahead.
Yeah, the one Jesse is referring to, if I understand him correctly, is that you do your clearing to get peaceful, then if you start looking out, you can find another problem, and then another problem. I would just say don't go there. You know, you want to clean out the DNA that's surfaced in this lifetime. Okay? That's all that you really need to do. Now, naturally, if you start looking more and more and more, the dark side will give you the self-fulfilling prophecy to look for more stuff, and then put you on for timelines. So just take the major issues that you know you have and get those cleaned out. And don't look for, like, the chemtrail problem. Don't look for the water pollution. Don't look for this. Because you're going to be off on a million different timelines, and then you got to feel those off of you. And you might
if I look for it, I'll find it.
So I would just do what you have that resurfaced in your lifetime. They came forward, you know, like the iceberg, it popped up, you know, or pop goes the weasel, and, you know, get rid of the weasel, and then just be at peace. Because, you could be dealing with lifetimes of stuff stored in you, and it will get triggered. So just don't trigger it. Just be peaceful. Stay in peace. Don't worry about the chemtrails. Let somebody else worry about it, okay? It may sound a little airy-fairy, but if you get off the chemtrail timeline that's causing poison for you, okay, it may not affect you as much, okay? Now, when you start reading about chemtrails, about what's in there and everything else, yeah, it's going to upset you. Probably will upset everybody on the planet if they knew what was going on. And so from there, you want to just be peaceful. I kind of went off on a guy. I don't normally get up and go off. We're sitting here at this location, Whole Foods. I think I forgot what day it was. But anyway, we're there and we're hearing these three people talking about bees. Well, I'm listening, And I thought, oh, this is great. And then they're talking about, you know, if we get too many bees, they're going to be like over-pollinating or something else.
What?
Pollination is going to come in and there's a problem. Well, I don't know. Maybe I'm stupid, but I only thought bees get the pollination. You know, I don't see anything else going up to a flower, to do pollination, So I'm kind of listening and they go, well, it's kind of weird. And then, so they start to leave and I do get my buttons pushed once in a while. So I asked the guy, I said, well, what do you know? I'm going innocent into this. I go, what do you know about the chemtrails and bees? And this guy looks at me and he goes, chemtrails? He goes, there's no chemtrails around. Here they are all above his head, right? And I go, I don't know. I said something like, what kind of person are you or something, And I says, man, your research, the chemtrails are killing the bees. And you're dealing with bees? What to know about bees? And I said, they're just killing the bees. And so anyway, he didn't believe that there was chemtrails. One lady says she'll check into it on YouTube. I said, we'll go to YouTube, But anyway, that's kind of the way robots are, I wish a guy would be listening to the program. I'm sure he's not, but, remember, you have to realize that people are ignorant. And as you look up in the sky, after the chemtrail comes out of the plane and it's white, then it turns into a melty sky. So I'm looking up in the sky here. All I see is a melty sky, okay? And I see some chemtrails that haven't got dispersed all the way. So I'm sitting completely in chemtrails here, and I'm breathing this stuff. Am I going to worry about what it's doing to me? Well, if I start worrying, it's going to attach to me. I don't want to get on that. I don't want to even be on the timeline. But so anyway, so don't even get on the timeline of chemtrails, even though it could be bad. It's not like you're going to put your head in the sand, but you could find a cause for anything out here.
I know.
everything is going wrong, you know? And
Well, it's literally the case of whatever we look for, we find.
Yeah, the self.
So it's like having enough consciousness to make the decision to not go get carried away with all these timelines, as you put it, that have problems on them and suffering, and people then have to be heroes to overcome the suffering or whatever. It goes on and on, you know.
Yeah,
make a living off of it and charge people money.
Well, there's a lot of that going on. There's a lot of that going on. I can heal you, sister.
Yeah.
$24.95.
Get involved. You know, back off. Don't get involved. You know, unless you want to get a cause going on it. You know, and
actually, the reason I said that is it's kind of like just a level of awakening or realization to the fact of what is or what. You know, just seeing the whole, like I have an engineer's mind, and I put things together and process out information. So putting together just a vast array of all this stuff that's out there, but I don't want to focus on it and get stuck to me. But having an epiphany of, you know, something doesn't make sense here. We're, human beings aren't that stupid. All this bad stuff's going on for us. Well, what? Where is that coming from?
Well, you have to realize that the body is really powerful, and if you don't get stuck on timelines where you're going to be dead on a timeline from chemtrails, we'll keep talking about that, then get off of all that. Don't look any further. Just say, what's wrong with me? You know, ask your friends, what's wrong with you? You know, and, you know, say, I won't hit you or yell at you if you tell me something that's negative. What's my fault? And they'll say, okay, here's what I see in you, and clear that out, and just leave it at that, because you can find something wrong with anything. But don't even bother going in anywhere because that energy's out there to hook you up. Remember, you're judging the light of that. You're judging the light of what's happening.
Do you think that was like the original Adam and Eve being kicked out of the garden, this matrix we're in?
Yep, I would say that would be what it would be, yeah.
That's what I think.
If they judge the light, got into blind energy. And then we all have that now, you know, making it very simplistic here. And don't judge.
Well, how about this? Yeah, I mean, I hear that, but that's like one thing if you have this DNA stuff going on. And how about the part of the DNA that actually has a lot of myself, I've seen this in myself, shame and guilt around something bad I've done. I've never quite known what it is. And talking about Adam and Eve and kicked out of the garden, maybe that's a place we could clear, at least for me, because maybe that would take care of this unanswerable, why do I feel like something's wrong with me somewhere when I've looked at myself a lot and I don't find anything particularly wrong, but I keep having this urge to keep looking. You understand what I'm saying? Can we do a healing on the separation from the Eden?
Yeah, you could do that to being separated. What I would say is that you're probably trying to really figure out how to get out of here. And by looking at all the stuff that's here holding you down, that's probably what you're really attempting to do. But
bingo, that is true. That is where it eventually evolves to.
Yeah, that's the common denominator there. So but just don't judge. Get yourself peaceful. So don't look at all the stuff that's wrong. That's the last thing you want to do because it'll bring up something else, you know?
Well, I know, but see, also, I want to, for everybody to be able to hear these ideas, you know, that there is a whole process here, but we can get out. I mean, that is, when I said bingo, that when I crunch down everything being crazy, it doesn't make any sense. And then, well, what am I going to do? And I start thinking, well, I'm going to just do the best I can with what I have. And I look at that something, and I think, but you know, what if I could just really get out of this whole craziness altogether? And then I go, now that's worth pursuing.
Yeah, but remember, you can do better than best. You know, it's not the best that, you know, you can do better than best. Because in life, there's no limit to what you can do once you're in doing the mind a heart drop and projecting your consciousness, your ideas of what you're choosing to bring forth, you know. Like I tell people, don't chase the money. You know, you want to chase your creation, your idea, then you want to become that. And so you can be better than what you could ever even think of what you're doing, you know? So you know, what you really want to do, and then do clearings if you need to do clearings, a psychic billboard, to catapult you into a better life or lifestyle, if that's what you're choosing to do. But don't look at, you know, a lot of people, you know, they don't have TV. They choose not to watch TV. They choose not to listen to the radio at all, because, you know, it's going to be stuff that's going to put you on timelines, and it'll key in figuring the past. So that's what people do who really want to stay separate, and they want to repel themselves or backtrack, we'll say, get out of the darkness. So they don't want to be around people to bring in darkness, because the people around you probably are not doing clearings. And so they have all this darkness, you know, and all of a sudden you go someplace and you hear all this stuff. You know, you just walk by any table, you know, where there's people. You're going to be hearing and going, yeah, you know, and you go, oh, geez, you know. Well, I'm out of that. So, you know, just let me be. Let me be peaceful. And that's where you want to be. You know, do the mind to heart drop, like your friend who's telling his whole life story, probably that's the 100th time, you know, about the same problem that's, you know, a different, similar
different
problem.
Version.
People coming to him, you know,
right.
Doing this.
Yeah.
So, just say, you know, how long do you want to live there? You know, how long are you going to be living? Are you going to be living, die with this thing? Is it going to kill you? You know, do the mind to heart drop. At least get them to do that. Most people will understand that. And then it's like, then next do your emotional clearing. Get out of this dump.
May I interject for a moment?
Please.
Ron, I was thinking that it would be, a great time to do, if everyone could think of something that this week they maybe got caught into, some drama situation, and we could do a media clearing, an emotional, and maybe a mental body. Clear everybody out that's listening.
Okay. So we'll first do the emotional one, which we kind of did at the beginning of the show. But here we go. Mental, think of a situation. I mean, emotional. Here we go, clearing it. And it could be the same thing on mental, too. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 there. It's released. Think of a mental situation that you're dealing with. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We'll do a pain. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. And, let's do a sample for, like, the reoccurring barcode, clearing. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Here we go.
Thank you, Ron. How about a media clearing in case someone was doing some investigating or researching into some issue on the planet?
Yeah, I wouldn't. I'll do a quick media clear, but don't go there.
Right.
You know, don't be your own investigator to try to figure out something. You know, because it's not going to get you anywhere. It'll just bring you into more timelines, more drama. So here we go, media. Think of your situation that you saw on TV or whatever, radio, or hearing somebody. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So we're talking about chemtrails, basically. So, you know, is your city government going to say, hey, let's pass an ordinance where these planes are not going to fly above our city? Well, that probably, even if they pass it, that probably wouldn't be, agreed upon. You know, you go travel to where the planes are flying off the ground and say, hey, don't do this. You're killing me. Though they're going to probably have guards around not let you go in there. So you're kind of like, you know, hopeless. You know, what are you going to do? So, you have to get to the main source of the problem, which is whoever or whatever is doing this wanting to cause problems, you know. And you're probably not going to even be able to get there. So kind of educate yourself, educate people about it. It might be good. Like I talked to the guy about the bees. You know, what are they doing with that? Maybe they got a big bee movement where they could say, hey, you know, you're hurting the bees, but unless they go up and talk to somebody in charge, the head honcho, and say, hey, you know, you're killing the bees here because they're dying because of this here. And you go to the cell phone towers when everybody has cell phones, you say, you know, I'll tell you, a person called me maybe 4 or 5 years ago. I'm just thinking that's about the right time frame. And the little town of Ashland, Oregon, got a bunch of cell phone towers. And I was talking to the person, and they said, you know, I've lived here for a long time, and I always had bees come this month. you know, they're all around on all the flowers. And they put all these cell phone towers up in the last, say, I'll just say 6 months, because they needed more coverage in the town for cell phones. And all the bees went away. No more bees. So all of a sudden you go, wow, so you're going to give up your cell phone? You could do that. Put a sign on your car. I no longer have my cell phone because it's killing the bees, but most people will just read it and say, well, I don't want to lose my cell phone. And the company's making all this money with cell phones and everything else. So they're going to say, well, yeah, we want to, I just want to, not do that anymore. We're going to shut down all the towers, you know. But they're not going to do that. So, you know, what do you do? The whole thing is don't get involved. Just get peaceful. Because you could be living this stuff forever on timelines, and you really have no solution. Your own solution is to work on yourself. Don't work on really anything else outside of yourself, because if you can't change it, and you can change yourself, but you can't change somebody else's belief system. And that's where people get kind of crap. So just stay peaceful. Get the stuff that's surfacing you out and live a peaceful life in the chaos. But the chaos is always going to be here. So I guess back to you, Ann.
Speaking of living a life, I want to build a village. So with domes, like 25 domes.
Well, then just focus on that. Do the mind a hard drop and project it out from there. And you may start drawing people into your life that may have a similar idea of what you're choosing to do.
Yeah.
And that's the way you would do that. And then leave the dome idea open. There might be something else that might be a little better than a dome even. You know, I don't know. But just leave the idea open. And, you know, having the domes in that community, you know, whatever you're planning to have people do there, just leave that out there so it can manifest in that situation. Maybe somebody's hearing
like
you right
it.
Now who's in real estate.
Yeah.
Or something. They have that same idea. They go, oh, geez, I want to call Jay. You know, I have this vision too, and I got this land, and I need to get a, you know, financial backer or something, and, you know, maybe he knows somebody, or, you know, you don't know how things happen in your life, because once you get into peace, then peace will bring you your manifestation. Just keep thinking about that, and don't get scattered with it, and don't put too many constraints on it. So, just look out for possibilities, and do the timeline crashing. I'm not doing it, because that's going to come up to get you so you can't do it. And then also do the psychic billboard.
Yep. Yep, the psychic billboard really works. I've done some things, and next thing I know, I'd be in the situation that they were about, and it was so different. It was like I had to shake my head what was going on, what people were saying to me about a particular situation.
Well, that's
work.
The perfect test for the billboard, Ron always says. See how people are responding to you after you put it on.
Yeah.
So thank you for that that feedback.
Yeah. So do we want to do any healings tonight, Ann, or what else can we bring to the listening audience?
Let's see. I thought those last ones we did were very helpful. I'm trying to think what else. What else could we do that's body-oriented, Ron? You already did a pain clearing. I liked that barcode removal that you did, a moving barcode or something you said, or a recurring barcode?
Yeah.
What is that, Ron?
Yeah, it's that reoccurring problematic barcode. It has a kind of catchy name to it. You know, it's when stuff happens to you and you wonder, why is this happening to me? And it keeps happening to me, and that's the barcode put on you to keep you trapped in the matrix to, you know, follow your tail back and forth, you know, all around different places, but never getting anywhere. You know, that's what it's kind of for. So if you have that situation out there, somebody, if only one of you has that, where you keep having the stuff happening to you, and, you know, that dark cloud, we'll say, like the old show Dennis the Menace or something, you know, where there's a dark cloud over you, then And you don't know why and how, but it happens every month or whatever, on a certain day, or the moon hits you wrong. If you have a planet, you know, if you tie it into planets and you want to do the planet clearing, planet star vortex, but this is the barcode, which definitely makes things uncomfortable. So here we go. Think of something that's happening to you that you may not like, and it's forcing you to do something that you really don't want to do, but it always shows up. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And that should probably help you, put you at peace. You know, it's not going to eliminate maybe your power bill, you know, utility bill or water bill, but it might take away some situation maybe that you're dealing with that particular thing. Maybe you're, you know, afraid to pay that bill, you know, for some reason, and you don't want to pay it. Or just, you know, things start happening. You know, you drive your car and maybe you almost get into a car wreck. You know, that happens every month. And you go, wow, it's, on every Tuesday this is happening to me, you know, once a month. You know, on the first Tuesday of the month. Well, that could be something that's a program connected to you. So you want to get that off of you. That's what it's for. So I guess back to you, Jay.
Well, thinking about having these programs on us is, I mean, that's really what I was trying to bring up or point to when I said about having to give the numbers back on my account. It's almost like we're going to drill this into you. So you're marked with the system's numbers, you know?
Well,
that's what we're talking about, right?
Wouldn't that be a good candidate, that putting that number through the natal barcode clearing, Ron, for Jay?
Yeah, that'd be good, because on the natal barcode, we do that. We do clear both ends of the scale there, in a sense. We do go forward and backwards on it.
Oh, you do? Oh, that's interesting.
So it's just a different way, you know. It's much like maybe adding up numbers. For instance, if you're an accountant, so you may go from, you know, the top to the bottom, then from the bottom to the top. It's a different sequence, you know. And it just sort of takes you out of a timeline of that one sequence and puts you into another one. So, possibly, we'll just kind of talk in general here. So we'll say that when you gave them the number that goes, you know, in the right direction, we'll say from left to right on your check. So that's designed to, you know, allow you to, we'll just say credit your account, just to be simple, okay? And maybe going backwards, it's a debit, you know? You know, you're just kind of changing the way it may work. So what do they do to you? They did something on a different program. I don't know what it would be, but, you know.
The debtor program, rather than being a sovereign creditor. I mean, here's some information about the financial world. The whole system is basically based on debt for all of us running around out here with bills in our pocket. That's debt in our pocket. It's a promise to pay. But the way the game's set up is, we all are debtors, but like kings, for sure, can be sovereign. They don't owe anybody anything, and they get to print, make coins and say, this is valuable, this has so much value, or whatever, you know, a loaf of bread. I'm looking at how I can claim my sovereignty and my worth and somehow or another be a creditor. I don't know what form that would look like, but I'm definitely working on clearing this. I got the slave program. That was another big one for me, because I know I've had lifetimes where I was a slave, and I used it to manipulate people or whatever. I mean, it's, anyway, I've looked at this over the years, seen these tendencies in myself that weren't myself, but that were in my DNA, say. Anyway, cleared all that out to get to the place of being a sovereign in this world. And like I said, I know the form, but I'm getting the feeling. This is what I want to say. I'm getting the feeling of it more and more. And obviously, once I can embody it, yeah.
Yeah, yes, okay. I'm sorry I interrupted, but I'll just turn off your DNA.
Yeah.
I can't leave it off for a long time, but I'll turn it off for straight up on the hour here, and that will take away all of your stuff. Very simple. But I can't leave it off, but I can do it right now, you know. Here we go.
Are you doing this for everyone, Ron, or just Jay?
Yeah, it'll be for everybody.
Great.
So okay, what do you mean by just, what do you mean by just, you can't leave it off? It'll come back on in its own time?
I don't have enough horsepower to keep it off for a long time.
Okay, well, let's see what's happened. Maybe we can get the signature of it and do it on our own somewhere along the line.
So this one here only worked on the archive one time. So here we go. So I'm going to turn it off for everybody. Sit back, relax. And I want you all to kind of tune into your body to see how your body is responding to this here. And naturally, the body can engage your thoughts. So just kind of see what's happening. So here we go. I'll count to 10 to turn it off. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So you should feel, normally people feel a lot more peaceful. Everything kind of drops away and you become more into the present moment. So I'll ask you two, you people are feeling.
Oh, I definitely felt a wave of relaxation run through my body. How about you, Jay?
Huge relaxation. And on the part about, well, what does your body say? I looked, checked in, put my attention on my body, and I got like, oh, what are you kidding me? We're, of course we're sovereign. We're not subject to all of this mental data that your mind lives and dies by. I mean, case in point, do you think my body's really upset if I lost $10 today or if I overspent $10 on something, whereas my mind could get upset about that? But it was a neat experience to realize my how disconnected my body is from all these data facts, I'm going to call them just to make up a term here, but you know, how much money I have in the bank, how much bills I have, how much my rent is, how much blah, 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 all of that. My body's, that doesn't even mean anything to my body. It means nothing to my body. I like hanging out with my body better than I do like hanging out with that stuff.
That's,
I think I'm
going to
switch.
Yeah.
Hang out in your heart center. Ron, I just have a quick question. Is the DNA something physical? Like, I always picture it in my spine. Is that correct, or is it just an energy?
It could be there if people talk about the Kundalini stuff, you know. It could be tied into that, but basically it's an energy that's connected to you. So just think of it as a program that allows you to carry like a big hard drive of all of your past records and history. So one thing, looking at it, you know, it could be useful, you know, if you wanted to become a carpenter. Maybe you have genetics to become a carpenter because you could go back maybe 1,000 years ago, and you know, wow, I can get a hammer and a nail and put it into a piece of wood, and wow, I could create something. So it does have all that information in it. But then, you know, it ties you into the past. Now, that information could be great information because you learned something by it. Remember, you learned something in this lifetime by your DNA. You learned probably by watching car accidents to become more conscious, not to pull out in front of traffic. That's a learning experience. That's stored in you. So you go, wow, it helped me out there, you know. But basically, it, you know, as it comes up into your realm, but then you have to get rid of it because you're going to be on a timeline with it. So once it pops its head up, pop goes the weasel scenario, then all of a sudden you're dealing with that timeline, and the more you focus on it, like, uh-oh, this is wrong with me here. I got to investigate it. And all of a sudden, you're, you know, down the rat hole even more. That's kind of why we do the clearing. I talk about 11 and out of your life. Because that, when you, you know, we'll say you go to the doctor and you're, you know, you're feeling okay, and the doctor looks at you, and you have your annual test. If you do have that, I haven't seen a doctor for, geez, I don't know how long. 40 years or something. I don't know. I just, you know, they don't exist to me, you know. They'd be like a true alien to me, doctors, okay? So, out of my realm of consciousness. So, but anyway, you go to the doctor, a lot of people have their checkups. You know, they're spending all that insurance money every month because they think they need that. And maybe they do need to get some pills or something, but, you know, maybe a clearing may help them out to, you know, maybe help out with what you're getting. I can't guarantee you the clearings are going to get you off of drugs or something, but we'll just talk in general here. So go to the doctor, and the doctor, you have your checkup. And then they call you up on the phone, and the nurse says, well, you better come in, you know, a week from Tuesday here. We got, you know, something we got to talk to you about. So now you're shaking in your boots for the next week or two till your day comes because you know that he found something. And you go to them, and they go, oh, man, you have this here. And right away, it's, you know, one of those big, long words, maybe five words together with 100 letters in it. And now you get on the computer, and he tells you what could happen to you. And now you do all the research in the world. Now you're on millions of timelines, okay, researching out your illness, your problem. Well, go to the root cause of it. What triggered it in you? Get rid of the trigger point. You know, get rid of, you know, your past life stuff. But most people don't know that. And then you're on that timeline of that illness. And then you're going to be manifested it more because your body will kill itself to get well. So it popped up because it wanted to get rid of it. The doctor did you a great favor by finding it, but you, you know, are not worried about it, and you worry yourself to death, and the thing will take over your body. So that's kind of the way you may want to look at that. I can give you an example. A long, long time ago, this grandmother of hers, I don't know how old she was, I'll say she's 80, who was in perfect health, went to the doctor. The doctor, you know, did the annual checkup, called her and said, well, you have so-and-so cancer. And it frightened her to death, and she died in a month. Well, what happened was about a week or two after she went to the doctor, the doctor called her in and said, oh, I'm sorry, we told, you know, we got the test mixed up, and it's not really you. Well, she already manifested the illness.
Oh, and she died. Wow.
She didn't have it. He said, no, you're perfectly fine. We just made a mistake. Well, so the person killed her by his thoughts. And her thoughts.
Well, or her not knowing how to deal with her own thoughts and letting those thoughts in and set up house.
Yeah.
What's happening there? I hear someone else talking.
That's right, Jay. That's well said.
Yeah.
You invite it in and it sets up house.
Yeah.
It'll come in full force, you know. And the hardest thing for me to heal with people. If somebody calls in and says, Ron, I got this problem, you know, I don't really deal with phone calls any longer, but in the old days, they say, Ron, I have this problem, and I could do a lot of work on it. Now, if they send me, or if the person has seen it on an x-ray or a photograph or something, at that point, the mind gets a hold of it, and it's, you know, 100 times, if not more, harder to cure them because they already saw it, they see it, and they go, uh-oh. And at that point, the mind now is in control. And it takes over the body energy and the spirit energy. So it's much harder to have yourself get healed from something that you physically have seen. That's wrong with you.
Makes sense.
So, but you know, you can do the loving it out of your life. Come to oneness with it. Get down with all the clearings, whatever you do. You know, you should be non-reactive to a situation. But that's where you want to be, is non-reactive. Of course, you're going to have more DNA in you that could be reactive to something, but don't bring it up. Don't go fishing, you know. You can always find that fishing hole to pull something out. It's always there. But if it's dormant, it's not going to hurt you. Just let it lie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's the whole thing, is don't go into your past garbage to make today's meal.
Yeah.
Because it may not taste very good.
That's a good analogy. Yes, it pays to be conscious.
Just clean out of you what you believe you have wrong with you, we'll say. Use that term. What doesn't feel right, what bothers you, fears and anxieties. Just do that clearing, whatever it is, until you're at peace. When you're at peace, more than likely you got to the root of it, okay? And don't look at it anymore. If something gets triggered, then you may want to do like an unlimited to clear out one thing or something. But don't go into it more. Don't go any deeper than you have to go. Because the dark side will keep you searching forever. You know, and it is good if you could do all the you know, the generational clearings. It is good to do that. But, you know, it may not be needed, but you will find yourself getting freed up more. But if that's not available for you to do, then just do the whole lifetime one and get yourself into peace, because you have to get into peace. And don't go looking for stuff that's none of your business.
Now that's a conversation that's none of. Say again?
Yeah. You don't want to do anything that's that's none of your business. You know, it's kind of like you're walking along and you see this little pile on the ground and you're unconscious and you step on it and it feels kind of gushy, you know, and then right away you go, uh-oh. And so the more you deal with it, getting it off of your shoe, you're probably going to get some on you. And I'm sure everybody knows about this situation. And, hopefully you don't. But, you don't want to play with it too long, you know. But anyway.
Right. Well, for some reason other than me, I have this feeling of that I'm supposed to take care of everybody else. I don't know where that comes from.
That's the program. Don't even get into that. You know, if you wanted to do your community with your 25... dome houses, that should be what you want to do for yourself. Okay?
Right.
Now, naturally, it could be a great thing for other people, but, you know, is that going to help you to clean yourself out? It might. But it sounds like you're attempting to help other people, and a lot of people have that they want to give themselves away. So what you want to do is look at your life, you know, like you died an hour ago, you know, and they put you in the ground, or they, you know, you had your bones burned, you know, your body burned up, you know, and you look at yourself and you go, well, what did I do for myself in this lifetime? Okay, and look at that, and did you do enough for yourself? Okay, you know, naturally everybody else would say, oh, what a nice person that was. And we really like them, but they're no longer here. They still got their same old stuff going for them. You may have helped them out along the way a little bit, but they're still in their stuff. And you may have given your whole life away for service. So you know, work on yourself first and let everybody see what you've done. And then they may ask you what you have done and say, yeah, I did these clearings, or, you know, get into your heart, drop down into your heart, and this is where you want to live. And then you're an example. Now let them, you know, change the reality of their life, but don't try to change it for them, because they have all these programs. How are you going to clear off somebody's programs? I'm sure people listening here, let's just say that you went online, you did six full lifetime clearings, and you feel pretty good. Well, those people are no way ever going to figure out where you are until they do those clearings. So you're not going to be able to bring forth your mental concept of how you feel to them until they get it cleaned out of them. So you're not going to be able to do the clearings on them. You may think you can by doing something about telling them about it, educating them, but they got to step up to the plate to do the clearing. That's the whole thing. They don't do it, they're stuck. They're lost. Remember, Jesus' phrase was, let the dead bury the dead. Okay? And that tells a whole lot. So I think our show's coming to an end, so I'll just say thank you, everybody. I'll let Ann sign off. We have our special Sunday call a couple hours or so in length at 1 o'clock Sunday Pacific time. If you didn't get the username, password, or something, or, you know, the phone number and stuff, the PIN number, just send me an email, put down Sunday call on it. But somehow there's some kind of glitch maybe happening. It worked at once, so I don't know what's going on, but I have people talk about it. So if you didn't do that and you didn't get it, send me an email and I'll check them tomorrow. So thank you, and I'll have Ann sign off. Thank you, Jay.
You're welcome.
Yes,
thank you, Ron.
Thank you so much, Jay, and thank you, everyone listening. Our next show will be tomorrow evening. It's Saturday night on the Lightship. It's a wonderful, wonderful show, so I hope you all can be there. And, of course, as Ron mentioned, the wonderful Sunday call.
Bye.
Okay. Thank you, Jay.
You're welcome.
Take care.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.